It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Happy Halloween to everybody. The scariest thing in the office is me and Katie standing in front of the fridge in our kitchen.
Yeah.
Looking at the leftovers from the all-staff meeting yesterday, wondering if we can eat them.
Yeah, because they sat out for a minute, right?
Yeah, we started doing the calculations. We're like, well, the meeting was like an hour and a half, so everything was sitting out. And then we left.
Yeah.
So then how much longer was everything sitting out?
Like 5 minutes, you guys. Tick cleaned it up so fast.
She's so good
at
that.
She is so good at that.
Tick's our office manager for you guys.
Yeah. It's probably all fine, you guys, the food.
I mean, go ahead and eat it. We'll
give it a shot.
Yeah, you go first.
You guys go first. Ladies first. Age before beauty, Jer. So.
I mean, we're talking fish, Josh. You really want to test that?
I know. Not eat the fish.
It was fish tacos.
Chicken and steak and stuff. But it's like any sort of meat product that's been sitting out for a while. We're like, how long can we nuke this and still get away with it?
Yeah. So you know what's funny is being a college student, like back in the day, I tested how long my food could sit out or like how long it would, you know, could be over the due date and I'd be eating it still and I was fine. It was all good.
Yeah,
I put that to the limit.
We'd probably be fine.
Yeah.
Probably.
It smelled really good once you opened the fridge.
Yeah,
like,
it really
I bet.
It's a good thing there's a bunch of bathrooms in this place just in case.
We've got a show to do here, Katie.
Exactly.
So let's err on the side of nah.
We're not going to do that.
Hard pass. Josh was just saying that off the air that this has been the longest month ever.
It really has.
Yeah. October dragged.
Finally Halloween. It feels like we've been promoting Halloween. The kids have been getting excited for it for at least 75 days.
Yeah.
And here we are, finally here. And I will tell you right now, I have zero interest in standing out and handing out candy. Tonight, I don't want to go walk the neighborhood. I sound like a total Scrooge, but I just don't have any interest in doing it this year.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of over it. I don't have the feels for Halloween this year.
Well, and again, this Halloween, it really did take forever. Because if you think about it, when Halloween falls, like say it fell tomorrow, we would celebrate tomorrow on a Friday and that would be it. But since it fell on today, we celebrated on Saturday. Then we still celebrated Sunday. Mm-hmm. We had candy on Monday. Some people dressed up yesterday.
Right.
And we're dressing up again today. Like, so it really is the longest
it's like
Halloween
overkill almost.
You can imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, we have our little tradition where last week we did the Sloppy Joes and Tater Tots, and we generally carve pumpkins during that event. And we were all so full and tired and bloated that we didn't get to the pumpkins. And so we're sitting at the dinner table last night, and my daughter's like, hey, we didn't do pumpkins.
Why did you remember that?
Son of a...
remember we did them? You were kind of
sleepy.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, remember?
And again, it was like the end of the night last night. Nicole had a migraine. I was like tired. I'm like, we're not doing it tonight.
Yeah.
It's not happening. So I don't know when we're going to squeeze in the pumpkin carving from when they get out of school until... you know, Nicole gets home from work and then we just eat dinner and go trick-or-treat. I don't know when we're going to do it. So I was like trying to talk her into like, maybe we'll just set the regular pumpkins out on the front porch this year.
What's the point of just carving a pumpkin for one day?
Yeah.
I mean,
you're going to throw it away tomorrow, right?
Tell that to a 9-year-old though, buddy.
Yeah,
I know. Give her a pack of Sharpies and tell her to go wild on a pumpkin.
I thought about that too.
Like,
let's just scribble on the pumpkin
this
time.
Exactly. Much better.
Yeah, much better, I think. I don't know. Again, zero interest. And they don't have school tomorrow.
I know. That's crazy.
What up with that?
What kind of schedule maker made that happen? Because the day after Halloween, that's like you have to do that as a kid. That's a rite of passage. You have to eat a bunch of candy and then you have to get up the next day and go to school, right?
Yeah, your first version of a hangover, right?
You need to work up to it.
Nick Nack was telling me that a bunch of kids went and like pursued the school board to make that a teacher in service day or something.
So
they went and pleaded their case and blah, 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 and then they ended up doing it. For Jeffco, at least.
They actually did it? They listened?
That's crazy to me. I feel like we were just tortured as kids. Like, you have to do this because we say so. We didn't get to have a PowerPoint presentation.
No, we didn't, Katie.
We
didn't.
What's this?
Well, speaking of dressing up and looking like an idiot, Katie came in today.
I think I look festive.
She's like,
that's
yesterday, she's like, are you guys dressing up? Are you dressing up for tomorrow? And Josh and I are like, hell yeah, let's do this.
Let's do it, yeah.
Both and got hats not. And hats and hoodies on today.
I have hats and hoodies on.
Technically, yeah.
I
what
really do.
Are you?
I live at Ball Arena. Right.
Oh,
you see it.
Okay.
You
see
it.
You're like a squatter?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Rent's expensive. So I just live at Ball Arena now. But I have my mammoth jersey on over that.
Step by step. Hold on. Start from the top.
From the top.
Head.
So I have my Colorado Avalanche beanie.
There it is.
So we're starting with that.
Yep.
Go Avs. Mm-hmm. And then I have an Usher t-shirt on underneath because we have concerts there too.
Concert goer.
And then my Mammoth jersey. I have that on. And then over that, I have my Dikembe Mutombo Denver Nuggets jersey.
R.I.P.
And then I...
May he rest.
And then I have the Colorado Avalanche hoodie around my waist. And then I have Denver Nuggets socks and Colorado Mammoth slides on.
Socks are cool. Yeah. I like the socks.
Thank you very much.
How hot
like
are you?
Outfit.
You have 56 layers on.
No, it is cold today. I told you I was going to wear layers. Like, this was my plan. I forgot, though, I have an ice cream cone in my backpack that I forgot.
It's a fake
ice cream cone. Oh. It's part of my costume because they have the best ice cream cones at Ball Arena that they dip in sprinkles. And you just, oh, my gosh.
I had no idea.
I was like, I've been there 1,000 times.
And they have the burrito tacos on club level. I couldn't find a stuffed taco. I know. That's what I get for waiting last minute for my costume. But I have the stuffed ice cream cone in my backpack.
I would have gone Dippin' Dots.
Everybody knows the Dippin' Dots.
No. The sprinkle ice cream cone, I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. It's the soft serve ice cream. It is so good. You have to try it.
What level is that?
They're like this tall. They're on every level. I have checked.
I've literally been there 1,000 times. I've never seen that.
Yeah, you've got to get
The burrito tacos,
sprinkle.
Though,
yeah,
those are fantastic.
So good.
Why did you skimp on the pants?
What do you mean?
You just have regular pants.
I know.
She's
just have regular
pants.
I have Denver Nuggets pajama pants.
What the hell?
But they have a hole in the butt.
Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't wear
them.
That's to get the ice cream out.
Oh, my God.
And we're done here.
We are so
Happy
done
Halloween.
Here.
We'll post a picture of Katie later if you can stand to look at it. I don't know.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.